The Broncos defense held Tom Brady and company to a 3-and-out on the very first possession of the game. But it was all downhill after that, as the team allowed more than 40 points for the second straight week. But it wouldn't be fair to pin this all on the Broncos defense, as special teams played a major role in the loss. They had a muffed punt, they allowed a kickoff return for a touchdown, they had a punt blocked, and even in the second half, they had 12 men on the field that extended a Patriots drive.
You know, I try to, you know, build confidence throughout the week. And it's not the confidence thing, it's just going there, just making better decisions for me for the most part. And you know, I can catch the ball, I just, you know, I got to make better decisions by fair catching it. Or is it just letting it go?
It's unacceptable. I mean, you're never going to win an NFL game if you give up 24 points, you know, on special teams. And so, especially not against the Patriots. And so, that's something that has to be fixed.
We got to find a way to put a complete game together. And you make mistakes, man. We spot Tom Brady points, man. It's not going to be a good result.
I mean, they had a good game plan, man. We just got to play better. We got to figure out to get stops, crucial stops. I mean, we're good at stopping, then we have 12 men on the field. Like, just things like that, we can't beat ourselves.
And it's an all-around effort. You know, you can't just point out the special teams today. You know, last week it was the defense. The week before that, the offense. You know what I'm saying? So it's one thing after another. We just got to stay focused, keep working.
It's really tough. But like I said, if we're put in situations, us being the, you know, the Broncos defense and the defense that we've been in the past, we just got to step up.
After the special teams plays, it kind of got a little demoralizing. And, you know, we have to be better in that area because football is not just an offensive defense game, special teams as well. And it's been hurting us lately. So we got to get better at that for sure.
It puts you in a hole and it makes you play desperate. And, you know, it'd be nice to play fair, get a fair game for one time this season. It'd be great. Everybody's got to hold themselves accountable. Those guys got to hold themselves accountable. I got to hold myself accountable. You know, offense got to hold themselves accountable. Everybody's got to hold themselves accountable. And when you lose, man, it's on everybody.
No one wanted to point fingers inside the locker room, but it's difficult to beat the defending Super Bowl champions when you find yourself in a 14-3 hole early on. And now the Broncos have lost 5 games in a row and must find some answers soon with Cincinnati coming to town next week. At Sports Authority Field at Mile High, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.